Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is March 25th, 1954, and the title is Sheriff Phantom. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Sheriff Phantom. If ever a man was misnamed, Bill Phantom was. For the sheriff of Hardpan County weighed 350 pounds with his boots on. He always looked sleepy and tousled, and for the most part he ran the work of his office from an armchair. But just the same, Sheriff Phantom got things done. Hence, there were those in Hardpan County who wanted him out of office. As our story opens, a lone horseman is riding up to the ranch house of Joe Norrell, rancher and cattle rustler. On the porch, Norrell awaits him.
Hey, you're Joe Norrell, I take it.
That's right. You're Mose Craig.
Yep.
Come on and sit down.
All right.
Have a chair, Mose.
Don't mind if I do. Well, what's the job, Norrell?
I want that blasted Sheriff Phantom beaten at the election, Mose. He interferes too much with my cattle rustling.
Uh-huh.
Election's next Tuesday. Now, I reckon if a case come up Phantom couldn't handle, it'd turn enough voters against him to beat him.
Where do I come in?
I want you to pick a fight with somebody, Mose, and then gun him down. You're by far the fastest gunman in these parts, so you won't be in no danger.
Who's the man?
Hoke Hastings. He runs the cafe in Hardpan. Also, he's the chief supporter of the sheriff, campaigns for him and all that. Hoke loves to play poker.
Just say the word, Norrell. I'll get him into a game this afternoon.
Good. And, Mose, don't just wound Hoke. Kill him.
Your deal, Hastings.
Yep. You know, I've been trying to place you, stranger, for the last three hands. I can't seem to, though. Cut.
Yep. My name don't matter.
And you look something like that gunman, Mose Brace. I saw him just once. But you can't be him. I hear he's gone north.
I said my name don't matter, Hastings. Here, let me see that hand of yours.
What?
Let down, face up.
What are you talking about?
Stealing him off the bottom of the deck, huh?
Why, you lying pack rat.
I ain't taking a name like that from any man, Hastings. Go for your gun.
Now, wait a minute. We can straighten this out, stranger.
You yell a double-dealing coyote, you quitter.
All right, by thunder, I will go for my gun.
Sheriff, come over here. I'm mighty comfortable where I am. Come over here, Sheriff. All right.
Any of the rest of you hombres want to pick up where Hastings left off? I'm waiting on you.
No. What's going on here?
I just gunned down this coyote, Sheriff. What are you going to do about it?
Too bad. Yes, sir, plumb too bad. Hope was a nice fella. Well, what happened, boys? Did he try to draw on a stranger here?
Yeah.
Hoke had quite a temper at times. Some of you boys get him out of here.
Well, ain't you going to try to arrest me, Sheriff?
Not for shooting in self-defense, stranger. Nope, I can't arrest you for that.
He's everybody in this town, Yeller.
Now, that ain't a nice word, stranger.
Now, go on, arrest me. Just try to arrest me.
It feels like you're in an awful stew to see our jail. No, I ain't going to arrest you. But I am going to get into my buckboard and ride out and talk with a man I know.
Who?
Oh, I ain't saying. He's a mighty handy man with a gun himself. But I guess you're better than anybody around, ain't you?
I sure will take on anybody in this neck of the woods.
Yeah. Yeah. Too bad about Hook. Too bad. Hey, deputy, hitch up the buckboard. I'm going for a drive.
Well, now, Pancho, watch.
Uh-huh.
Here's the way to dive into the water.
Aye.
There, you see, amigo? It's easy. Now, go on. Get up on that rock and drive in.
The only trouble with that water, Cisco, is...
It is what?
It's too wet.
Of course water is wet, Pancho. What do you expect?
Dry.
Oh, come on now. It's time you learned to swim.
Bueno, Cisco. Pancho learned to swim.
Well, then, come on.
Tomorrow.
Ah, there you go again. Always is tomorrow. Wait. Someone's driving to our camp, amigo.
Buckboard come, Cisco.
Well, then I will hurry out of this water and put on my clothes. Just about have time before our caller gets here.
Can't you think that the caller is Sheriff Phantom, Cisco?
See, that is who it is, Chico. I can tell from the way that buckboard is sagging. Something unusual must have happened to get him away from that armchair of his.
Yes, si, Cisco. He said he found him fatter than Pancho, Cisco.
Yeah, very much so. Hand me my shirt, Pancho.
Here, here the shirt, here the shirt.
Yeah, gracias. Yeah. I'm dressed enough to be presentable.
Whoa!
What is this, Senor Sheriff?
What is this, Senor Sheriff?
Howdy, Cisco, Pancho.
Yeah, let me help you out of that buckboard, Sheriff.
Nope, I'll sit right here, Cisco. Too much of a job getting back in once I get out.
Well, then we will talk with you here. What can we do for you?
Oh, nothing, Cisco. I just called out here to see how you was getting along.
Very fine, Senor Sheriff. And now that you have put us off our guard, what is your real reason for coming here?
Come to think of it, Mose Brace is in town.
The bad hombre? The gunman?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You're a friend of mine, Cisco. I sure do hate to hear anybody like that braggart telling how he's a better man than you are.
That hombre say this, Sheriff?
Keep your temper, Pancho.
But that most brave hombre say he better than Cisco and Pancho.
Do you not recognize the sheriff's technique, amigo? Hmm? More than anyone I know, he has the knack of getting others to do things for him.
Also, Mose shot and killed Hoke Hastings.
The cafe owner?
Yeah, yeah. I know why, Cisco. The election's coming up, and some people want to see me beat out. I can put two and two together easy as the next one. Hope just happened to be the goat. Well, will you look at who's riding in here?
Yeah, that Mose Brace, hombre. And Pancho get Pancho's bullet.
Pancho, no.
No.
Let's have no fighting here.
Oh. Just keep on talking, Sheriff. Don't mind me.
So do a better man than Cisco, hombre, huh?
Pancho, let me do the talking.
Okay.
If you rode out here to see the sheriff, hombre, state your business to him and be on your way.
I just rode out to listen to what he had to say to you, Cisco.
I've already said it.
Now get back on that horse and leave, hombre.
I reckon I'll stick around, Cisco.
Pancho, go get the bullwhip, Cisco.
I said to leave, and I meant just that. Hombre, there's only one thing to do with anyone like you, and that is to pick him up and carry him to the edge of the water.
Maverick.
Throw him in the water, head first. Yeah. There.
Going like a big frog.
Yeah, things are working out nice.
Now, get out of this camp in a hurry, hombre.
I'll get out of your camp, Cisco. But from now on, watch out. Get out.
Well, I had a right nice visit with you, Cisco. But you better not come in town, because Moe sure will be laying for you. Get out.
That sheriff not thinks you're afraid of Mose Brace, hombre, Cisco.
Oh, Pancho. That sheriff has a way of shuffling people as a gambler shuffles cards.
He do?
But he amuses me and I like him. Uh-huh. And so we will help him all we can.
Si.
Which, in this case, means getting Mose Brace into jail. Come on, let us get ready and go to the town.
Whoa.
Well, I hear you got Hope, Mose.
Yeah, I got him.
That's mighty good work, Ed.
Hey, you're soaking wet.
That's why I rode back here to the ranch, get a change of clothes.
Well, I guess I can fix you up all right. You and me is about the same size. Come on in. find them clothes hanging on the hooks. You fall in the river?
Yeah. Cinch busted while I was fording the river.
That cinch didn't look busted to me as you rode in.
I tell you it busted. You understand, Norrell?
All right. What you so mad about?
As soon as I get changed, I'm riding into the cafe and I'm waiting there for the Cisco Kid. I'm gonna kill him like I killed Hoke Hastings.
I'd go easy if I was you, Mose. I know you're a good man with a gun, but the Cisco Kid's just plain lightning.
I'll beat him to the draw, one way or another.
Now, wait a minute. I'm with you on getting Cisco, but let's do it sensible.
What do you mean, sensible?
We'll dry gulch him in the draw as he rides the town. I know the way he comes in, and I know what time he comes in. Then you and me will go run off some of Hoke Hastings' cattle from his ranch and make ourselves some money. That'll be another case against the sheriff for election. Well, how about it?
Well, I don't know. Could use more money, but... All right, Norrell, I'm with you. After we get Cisco, we'll ride to the cafe for a few minutes. Then we'll go after them cattle.
Cisco, do not take the chance with this Mose Braze hombre.
What do you mean, Pancho?
Mose Braze hombre, a fast hombre with a gun, Cisco.
Si, I know very well he's a fast one with a gun, amigo.
You bet.
I have no intention of fighting with him if I can help it. But I do not intend to have him make a fool of Sheriff Anthem.
Sheriff Anthem has gunfly with Mose Braze hombre, Cisco.
Sheriff Anthem does not even carry a gun, Chico. I doubt if he could hit that boulder up ahead in the draw at 10 paces.
Mm-hmm.
He depends upon his wits and upon getting the help of others, as I told you.
Cisco's help.
In this case, see. Si. Here, steady your hole. What is troubling you?
Oh, easy, loco, easy. Something trouble loco too, Cisco.
See, si, we are both looking ahead toward that draw. Mother me, a rifle barrel. Down, Pancho, quick, down.
Down, Pancho.
Behind these rocks, Pancho.
Yeah, behind the rocks. Cisco! Cisco, you hit?
Oh, it's nothing, Pancho.
But your right arm hit, Cisco. Here, Pancho, fix. Roll up the sleeve, Cisco. And Pancho, tear part of the shirt.
Gracias, amigo, but the wound is not bad.
It's not bad, but bad enough. Pancho, bind up the wound.
Oh, our shooting friends have left, Chico.
Yes, Cisco. That keep the wound better.
Again, gracias. Come, let us get up to that draw. I want to take a look at the tracks of those horses.
Mose Braze, hombre, Cisco.
Yeah, that is what I want to find out. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go now.
I noticed the tracks of his horse when he came to our camp. A slight hollow on the edge of the left hind shoe. Oh, Diablo,
who?
Yeah, now we will see.
We see, Cisco.
And here are the tracks.
Uh-huh.
Two horses. Nothing here.
Uh-huh.
Let's look over here.
Over there.
Yeah, look, Pancho.
Look.
Here is the hollow on the left hind shoe.
Mose Braze hombre, huh?
It is. And I'm getting very sick of that hombre. It's time something was done about him. Come on, Pancho. We will get to that cafe.
But Cisco, do not fight with him now. Not with the wound of the arm. Not can draw so fast.
I said it was time something was done about him, Pancho. And I meant just that.
But Cisco.
Oh, Gabagal.
Pancho, I'd like this. Call up a gun now. Go!
In case of a gunfight, the odds will now rest with Mose Brace because of Cisco's wounded arm. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Sheriff Phantom. Bill Phantom, 350-pound sheriff of Hardpan County, never carried a gun. He relied on others to help him control the outlaws. With election coming up, he enlisted Cisco's help against gunman Mose Brace, who was defying the sheriff. But as Cisco and Pancho were riding to town, Brace fired from ambush, wounding Cisco in his gun arm. Pancho pleaded with Cisco not to continue on to the cafe, but Cisco, boiling mad, was adamant. Meanwhile...
Why, sure, I winged Cisco, Norrell. Saw him flinch when the bullet hit.
Suppose you killed him, Mose?
I don't know, but it sure didn't do him any good. Here's the cafe. Oh, boy.
Oh, there. Oh, boy. Now, remember, we ain't going to stay in here very long, Mose. The sooner we get after them cattle, the better.
I ain't planning to stay in here long. Just long enough to let them know Cisco ain't such a man as they think he is.
Well, if it ain't the sheriff sitting right in here.
Waiting for somebody, Sheriff?
Maybe.
Hey, you're sure going to have a long wait, because he ain't going to be here.
Oh, I don't know. Why wouldn't he be here, Mose?
I ain't saying.
Yeah, you're wasting your time in here, Sheriff. Better go on back to your armchair and go to sleep. You might as well get ready to turn in your star, because you ain't going to win this election either.
Ever hear the story of the hare and the tortoise, boys?
What do you mean, the hare and the tortoise?
Well, I'm kind of like the tortoise. I run a slow race, but I most generally get there just the same. And I most generally beat out those that can run faster. So you two hombres better not go to sleep yourselves.
Come on, Mose, let's get going.
It suits me, all right. By thunder, it's Cisco.
See, that is just what it is, hombre. You coyotes trying to shoot Pancho and me down from ambush.
What's that?
The coyotes in the bush, Sheriff, wound Cisco's arm.
Well, that's interesting news. Ambushing anybody calls for arrest, Mo.
Now, wait a minute, Sheriff. Cisco's got no proof who ambushed him.
He got the proof, hombre. Do not worry.
See, I have the proof. It lies in the track left by Mo's Brace's horse. But before we go into that, you seem to feel you have an account to settle with me, Brace. If that is so, let us settle it right here and now.
Sure we'll settle it, Cisco, with guns.
No, Mose, not now. Don't be a fool.
Cisco, do not fight with a bad arm.
I would prefer to settle the account with our fists, hombre. But any way you say suits me.
I said with guns. That's what I meant.
Very well, then. Back up unless you wish to fight at four paces.
I'll stay right where I am.
So help me, I ain't going to let you gunfight with him, Mose. I'll pick up the chair.
Look out, Cisco, you swing the chair! Oh! Pancho fix you for that, hombre!
You fix nobody, fat one! Now, come on, Mose, let's get out of here. If you got a gunfight with Cisco, do it after we run off them cattle.
Well, all right.
I swear, this ain't more excitement than I've seen in a dog's age. Hey, Cisco, you all right?
Yeah, I think so. Ooh, something hit me.
Yeah, Joe Norrell walloped you with a chair. Him and Moe's just left.
Pancho run into a freight train, no?
You run into Joe's fist, Pancho.
Pancho not glad you get hit with a chair, Cisco, but Pancho glad you not gunfight with that Moe's Brace hombre.
That's just as well you didn't, Cisco. He probably a gunned you down.
Sheriff, you have the best method of prodding a man's pride I ever saw.
No, I mean it, Cisco.
We go back to the camp, Cisco, no?
No, we will not go back to Camp Amigo.
Uh-huh.
Sheriff Phantom, have you any idea where those two hombres went?
Well, knowing Joe Norrell as I do, I reckon he'd think in terms of cattle rustling.
Who's cattle, Sheriff?
I suspect that with Hoke Hastings dead and gone, Joe would think in terms of Hoke's cattle.
Where is Senor Hastings' rancho?
Oh, you thinking of riding out there, Cisco?
I am.
More troubles, always more troubles, wound or not wound.
Well, it just so happens I was thinking of riding out that way myself, boys. In my buckboard, of course. So I'll go along with you. Give me a hand and help me up out of this chair.
Norrell, I sure wish you'd let me gun down Cisco.
There's plenty of time for that.
I had him right where I wanted him.
After the election.
What do you mean, after the election?
I mean just what I say, Mose. Things are fine just as they are. You got Hoke Hastings and you winged Cisco. You've set yourself up in this town now as a pretty bad hombre. Lots of people are going to vote for my man instead of for Bill Phantom because they think if they don't, I'll find it out and send you after.
I ain't waiting till any election's over.
Not even if I pay you for it?
Well, how much?
We'll talk that over, Mose, when we round up a bunch of these cattle. Ought to make quite a lot of money on this deal. Oak's got a lot of cattle. Now, come on, let's get over there and start cutting them out.
How much farther, Senor Sheriff?
Not much now, Cisco. I thought we'd better come up here on the mesa, because if they're down there, you'll have a better point of attack from here.
Pancho not think those hombres rustle the cattle, Sheriff.
Why not?
Because Pancho think they know Cisco after them, and they be careful, no?
Oh, they think Cisco's a scared of them, Pancho. Well, this is Hope Spread, Cisco. We're here at the Rimrock where we can take a look down.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on.
Your reasoning was good, Sheriff. There are the two hombres down there cutting out the calves.
Just two hombres. Those two.
Say, are you going to stay up here, Senor Sheriff?
I reckon I will, Cisco. Of course, there is a trail road down I could take, but I can see better from here.
You like to sit back and watch things happen, do you not, Senor Sheriff?
No man enjoys it anymore, Cisco.
You are all right, Sheriff. The world could use more just like you. Are you ready, Pancho?
Yes, Cisco. Pancho ready.
And then let us go. Come on up there. Come
on. Go, go, go. Now, go, go. Pancho, get Pancho's bullwhip, Cisco. Pancho, show that Norrell hombre, Cisco. And Pancho, show that sheriff, too.
Be careful, Pancho. Do not be reckless. They're both bad hombres.
Pancho, a bad hombre, too, Cisco.
Help, Diablo, help, ya.
Go, 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 go.
Hey, Moose, look.
They see us, Pancho. Watch out for bullets.
See?
We'll start shooting. Yeah, we were just shooting ourselves just to spoil their aim. Right down, Diablo, help, ya.
Go, 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 right down.
Finish off, Cisco. And I'm gonna do it with this gun.
Look out for that hombre, Cisco!
I'm watching him, Pancho. All right, killer. Now you have your chance. Let us see what you are going to do with it. I'm ready and waiting. Draw that gun if you are going to.
They tell me you're faster with a gun than I am, Cisco. Well, we're gonna find out.
If you are going to draw, hombre, go ahead and draw. Or are you afraid?
I'll show you whether I am.
Watch
or
it,
not.
Cisco!
Right now!
You are not hurt, gunman. I only shot the gun out of your hand. Now I will take that other gun of yours.
Quiet thunder, Cisco. I'll bash your head in with this rock.
Cisco!
I expected something like that. Since you wish to fight with your fist, that is what we will do. You talk big, hombre. If you could only act as big as you can talk, you would be the world's greatest.
He hit him one in the stomach, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho, to oblige you.
Now one in the jaw.
Yep.
Bueno, Cisco, bueno.
How did you make out, Pancho?
Oh, Pancho make out good, Cisco. Twice with the bullwhip, and then Pancho jump with both feet. And Pancho sit on the hombre now.
Oh, let me up. Let me up.
I decided I'd better drive down here after all. Oh, oh. I must say that was worth seeing. That was a real nifty little set, too. I'd get down out of this buckboard, Cisco, but it's too all-fired a hard job to get back in again.
Stay right where you are, Sheriff. Pancho and I will do the work for you.
Si, we do the work. And Pancho tie up the hombres and we load them into the buckboard.
Is there anything else we can do for you, Sheriff?
Why, yeah, now that you mention it, there is, Cisco. Kind of like to have you address the meeting of voters tonight and tell them I'm just a man to keep on being sheriff. But of course, Cisco, I know you don't like to talk before people.
Congratulations to you, Sheriff. You won that election in a walk.
In a walk? He not walk nowhere, Cisco.
Just an expression, Pancho.
Oh. Much obliged, Cisco. I ain't surprised, though. I kind of figured it would, with the help I had from you and Pancho.
We were glad to help.
See, Pancho got skinned knuckles and a lame knee and two toots knocked out, but Pancho glad to help.
I hear that was a fine talk you gave the voters, Cisco.
It was a fine talk, Sheriff.
Gracias. I rather expected to see you there, but I did not.
I meant to go, Cisco, but I plumb fell asleep in this here chair. By the time I woke up, the meeting was all over.
Oh, see, I understand. The chair is comfortable. Well, now Pancho and I are about to ride on, Senor Sheriff.
Well, not just yet, Cisco. There's a prisoner in this jail that's the best cook in the whole blame country. I keep him in jail much as I can just so he can cook for me.
Oh, see, a novel idea.
And I asked him to get us up a big meal. Name's Walt Adams.
We stay, Sheriff, we stay. No, Cisco?
Well, I was...
Hey, Sheriff, Walt's broke jail again. He's escaped.
Oh, thunder, there goes our meal. Cisco, if you wouldn't mind arresting him for me again.
Adios, Sheriff, adios.
Adios from Pancho, Sheriff.
Let us get out of here, Pancho, quickly.
Cisco?
Si, Pancho.
Good thing we leave the town of Hot Pan, Cisco.
Si, very good thing, amigo. If we had stayed there much longer, Sheriff Phantom would have had us doing all his work.
Sheriff Phantom, a wonderful señor, Cisco.
Si.
He got a little farm. He got no hens, but he get eggs.
Sheriff Phantom gets eggs without hens?
Si.
Oh, come now, Pancho. That is impossible. No one can get eggs unless they have hens.
Sheriff Phantom do, Cisco.
Well, then tell me, how can he get eggs when he does not keep hens?
Because he keep ducks.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Up there.
Up there, Pancho.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011, under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.